Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I want to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning corn silage harvest. We are accumulating growing degree days very quickly, so I anticipate that the corn will probably mature fairly quickly as we move through the next few weeks. So what are the key factors that you need to consider when you are trying to pull the trigger on when to harvest your corn silage? You know, as we look back over the last 10 years, there's been a lot of recognition that about 25% of the total starch in the corn is actually formed as we go from about 1/2 milk line through black layer. So if you've traditionally been harvesting on the higher moisture side, generally looking at only maybe 30 to 32% dry matter for your trigger when you look at whole plant moistures, probably means that you were harvesting at about 1/2 milk line, maybe not even quite. So that means that you were giving up some starch. If you'd allow that crop to mature another week to 10 days, you would see a considerable increase in starch content. Now, when will this not be possible? Well, when we're having drought conditions or if the corn is drying very quickly, we need to be very concerned about whole plant moisture as well. We really do not want the whole plant moisture to exceed about 38%. So, moisture still trumps everything else when we look at trying to put up quality corn silage. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, encouraging our farmers to start to gear up for corn silage harvest 2025.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.